Rwanda and Uganda are threatening to send troops across their borders with the Democratic Republic of the Congo yet again to, they say, eliminate the Hutu refugee militia known as the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda, or FDLR. Going after the Hutu refugee militia has been Rwanda and Uganda's excuse for crossing into Congo for the past 18 years since the outset of the First Congo War in 1996. During those years, Rwanda and Uganda have driven one Congolese president into exile, assassinated another, been involved in wars which left millions of Congolese people and Rwandan refugees dead, and developed an international criminal network for smuggling illegally extracted minerals and timber resources out of Congo. KPFA's Anne Garrison spoke to Felician Konyamibwa, president of the National Democratic Coalition, which released a statement opposing military action against Rwandan refugees in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Felician Konyamibwa said that, first of all, there are not only Rwandan Hutu refugees, but also Rwandan Tutsi refugees in eastern Congo's Kivu provinces. Both have fled to eastern Congo to escape the repressive Rwandan government of Paul Kagame, and his coalition includes Tutsis who were once part of Kagame's party. However, Kagame doesn't like to talk about the Rwandan Tutsi refugees, because that would negate and expose his 18-year excuse for crossing the border, which has been to hunt down Hutus practicing quote-unquote genocide ideology.
The problem really is that in Rwanda, there is a repressive regime that does not give guarantees to Hutu refugees or even Tutsi refugees to go back to Rwanda. That's the major problem, and that's why those refugees stay in Congo.
Kanyamibwe said that Kagame's real motive for crossing the border into Congo, yet again, is to seize the resources and territory of the Kivu provinces, which he believes to belong to Rwanda, because the Rwandan Tutsi monarchy controlled them prior to the Berlin Conference of 1884-85, which redrew African borders to create European colonies. The Organization of African Unity voted in 1964 not to try to restore the pre-colonial borders of Africa after these colonies won their independence. But Kagame seeks to reclaim the Kivu provinces nevertheless.
The president of some point in Rwanda used to be bigger than what it is right now.
They want to annex the Kivus. They believe the Kivus belong to Rwanda.
Yeah, Rwanda, so at some point the Rwandan government was saying, actually Rwanda uses it to be bigger than what it is. Eastern Congo uses it to be under Rwandan influence before the colonization by Belgium. Then it should come back to Rwanda.
Well, that's what the Enough Project seems to want to encourage, just like it encouraged the split of the Sudans, yanking South Sudan off of Sudan.
Yeah, and in eastern Congo, there are almost 500,000 Tutsi. The majority of them came from Rwanda. So all those M23, all those guys, they may say, you know, the federal government does not serve our interests. The government of Congo and Kinshasa does not serve our interests. We want to secede, like South Sudan, as you said.
The governments of Tanzania and South Africa, and, not surprisingly, the government of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, are all opposed to another Rwandan and Ugandan offensive inside Congo's borders. Since Tanzania and South Africa are the primary troop contributors to the UN Force Intervention Brigade, it cannot be mobilized against the refugee militias, and neither can the Congolese army. Kanyamibwe said that a Rwandan-Ugandan offensive across Congo's borders would also violate the UN Security Council mandate, which named a date, January 2nd, for action by UN and Congolese forces, not a cross-border war of aggression.
The mandate to launch operations on January 2nd was given to MONUSCO, which is the UN peacekeeping mission in eastern Congo. So if Rwanda and Uganda cross the border, it's beyond the mandate given by the UN Security Council. They may do that, but I don't see that if South Africa, Tanzania, and DRC don't agree to that crossing the border.
And they don't agree, right?
To my knowledge, they don't agree, and they want a peaceful solution to the problem of Rwandan refugees in eastern Congo.
Kanyamibwa also said that President Obama has enormous power to stop Rwanda and Uganda from starting another cross-border war of aggression.
The good thing about President Obama is he has clearly stated that he's not supporting dictators. He's supporting strong institutions, not strong men. And in the case of M23, he clearly showed that by suspending the aid to Kagame, he showed that he can do something that is going to change the situation. Even now, he can decide to suspend aid to Kagame, and things are going to happen.
Okay. You think if he suspended aid to Kagame or threatened sanctions or did impose sanctions, there would be no military mobilization against these refugee groups in eastern Congo?
Absolutely. And if there is a world power that Kagame is afraid of and is ready to listen, is the United States. If they tell him to do something today, I don't think he's going to ignore that. I know it's a sovereign country, Rwanda, but it's a Rwanda that depends on international aid.
For Pacifica, KPFA and FRB Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.
Statements by the FDLR and the Rwanda National Democratic Coalition have been posted to the San Francisco Bayview website. That's at sfbayview.com.